Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. We're looking at the life of Stephen in the book of Acts, and what a life he lived. Tomorrow we're going to come to his shining moment when he gives a defense, not really of himself, but of the Lord Jesus Christ as he stands before the Sanhedrin, which I'll just remind you again, was the Supreme Court in many ways of the nation of Israel at that time. And what he really does is preach a Bible message to that body of 70 men plus the high priest, and there were others who were there listening, no doubt. And it was a message from the Old Testament because that was the only Bible that they had at that time. And we're going to see that he quotes the Old Testament on quite a number of occasions in that message. And it's a message that develops a case almost like a legal argument. And then at the end, Stephen takes that argument that he's developed and he applies it to those Jewish leaders that he's speaking to. And what a powerful application it was. It was so powerful that they rose up in unison and took him by force and dragged him out of the city and stoned him, and he became the first person in the New Testament church to be martyred for his witness. You know, you might say that there was a response to his sermon, and it shows that the response to preaching is not always positive. Sometimes people hear preaching and they reject it, and they reject not only the messenger, but they reject the one that the message is about. And this message that Stephen preached was about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he brings it to bear on the lives of his listeners that day. You know, when I think about Stephen, I think about a life that mattered. His Christian life really made a profound impact, not because of its length, because he had only been a Christian, you know, just a couple of months probably. That's all the time that the church had been in existence, and so his Christian life was very short. He no doubt understood many things from the Old Testament, from his Jewish life, but he didn't understand how they applied to Christ and how Christ is in the Old Testament. He'd only understood that for just a number of weeks, and yet he was taking what he knew and what he was fully persuaded about, and he was persuading others with it. He was a witness. And we saw last week where he had been a dynamic witness to a Jewish people, even going into their synagogues and presenting Christ there and giving a defense of Christ in those synagogues. And that's really what got him in trouble to begin with. And so it was not about the length of his Christian life. He had only lived for Christ for a short number of weeks, and yet his life made a great impact. It was not because of any books of the Bible that he wrote, because he didn't write any books of the Bible. His life story only takes up a few pages in our Bibles, so it wasn't the amount of his life story that's in the Bible. It wasn't because of any missionary journeys that he took, traveling around the world, teaching people about Christ. It wasn't because he spoke to thousands of people about Christ. None of that was the reason his life mattered, the reason he made so great an impact. Stephen's life was a life of impact, and it was a life that counted because he fully lived for Jesus right where he was, right where God had planted him, and right where God had given him opportunities. He took advantage of those opportunities right where he was, right where God had placed those opportunities in front of him. He fully lived out the life that God had given him, even to the point of laying down his life for the cause of Christ and for his witness for Christ. You know, as followers of Jesus, we'd like to live lives that count. We'd like our lives to make an impact for Christ. And so there's a lot we can learn from what we see here in the life of Stephen. He was a man who was fully controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. He was full of faith, full of wisdom, and he just allowed God to control him, and he lived life right where he was, fully for Christ. And what a tremendous impact he made. And as we just sort of hinted at last week, and we're going to talk more about it in weeks to come, but Stephen's major impact may have been the influence that he had on a young man named Saul, who was there that day when Stephen was stoned to death for his faith in Christ. And because his life impacted Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, what a profound impact he had, even to this very day. And the fact that his life story is recorded in Scripture and that we're studying it now, it's an indication of how it has made an impact right up to the 21st century. Well, I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we preach from this portion of God's Word and as we look together at Acts chapter 7, which is where Stephen gives this great sermon before the Sanhedrin. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. The folks at Grace Baptist Church would be so glad to see you in our worship service. You'll find them to be a warm, loving people. They would just be so thrilled to see you in church tomorrow. So we want to invite you to come. You can find out about our church at our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. gracegrandbay.com. And so check us out and be there tomorrow. We'd love to see you there. I do want to say a word about something that's going to start this week, and we can let you know more about it in weeks to come. But our women are starting a Tuesday Bible study, and this Bible study is going to be taking place every other week on Tuesday mornings. And if you need more information about the Bible study, you can just call the church number. It's 583-7930, and we'll give you the information about the time and the location of that Bible study. But if you're in the Grand Bay area and would like to be a part of this Bible study, you're certainly welcome to come and be a part of it. It's going to be in the home of one of our ladies, Charlotte Conway, and God has put it on her heart to start this Bible study, and we're just so thrilled that the Lord has done this, and we think it can be a great thing, not only for the women of our church, but for women in our community in days to come. And so we're praying that God would just use this Tuesday morning women's Bible study in a great way. And again, if you need information, just call 583-7930. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each week as we try to preview the next day's sermon. And it's available every Saturday morning by 10 o'clock, or we try to have it up by 10 o'clock or shortly thereafter. And you can find it on sermonaudio.com. It's also in our church app if you want to listen there. And let me remind you, and especially our members, that you can share the link with others and invite them to listen and invite them to meet you in church tomorrow. I hope you'll do that. And so until we do meet for worship tomorrow, let's pray for one another. Let's pray for the service, that God will empower our singing and our praying and our preaching. And when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word. Shine.